I think we should talk about. Okay, this is Ms. Jekka. This is take two because I kind of accidentally deleted my first ever interview. So I have here Jimmy. And here, you guys just introduce yourselves again. Say who you are and how old you are.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Soto. I'm 17, about to be 18. Mm-hmm. I'm in 11th grade.
Mm-hmm. I am Zoe Nichols Payne, and I'm 17, and I'm also in 11th grade.
So I'm going to recap a little that you guys are in the same grade, but you're having really different experiences in high school. Because, Jimmy, you go to, like, kind of a more traditional school.
Yes.
And you are at this crazy early college high school program, right?
Yes.
Okay. So something that I would love to hear about is that you guys are having kind of opposite experiences when it comes to college in terms of your families, because you're the youngest and you're the oldest. Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Okay, for me, since I'm the oldest in a Hispanic family, I'm put with more responsibilities than anybody else because I have to have good grades. I can't have anything lower than 91. And I have to get my license before my sisters do. I have to be prepared in life. I have to know what I want to do with my life.
Mm-hmm. So thinking about college, are you going to be the first in your family to go?
In my family, yes.
And how do you feel about that?
Stressed.
Like, are your parents supporting you and wanting you to go?
No, like, if you don't go, you kick out of the house. Like, I have to go. Like, there's no if that's what's about it.
So there's no, like, option B. And that's a lot of pressure.
Yes, it is. Because I need to please my parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Zoe, you're the youngest.
I am the youngest.
Tell us everything.
Okay, well, I'm the youngest of three. I have two older sisters, and they both went to college. One of them is still in college, mm-hmm. and my mom went to college, and my grandparents did. So we've got a whole line of people who went to college and graduated or
mm-hmm.
went on to do semi-successful stuff, you know. And so I get to live up to that. But most of my family... Both my sisters went in for the arts. They went in for theater mm-hmm. and for dance, and that's amazing. And they're doing stuff with that. And I'm going in for science,
nice.
Which is a bit different than mm-hmm. what most of my family has done.
You're really different from your sisters.
I am. I'm sort of the black sheep of the family because my mom's a social worker. Mm-hmm. My dad is more closer to me, but he's mm-hmm. engineering. And techie. I'm not good with computers or radio or anything like that. I like biology, which is why I'm going into it. So it's going to be different uh-huh. dealing with this because I put more pressure on myself. My parents, not so much. They're more laid back. They want me to go to college and they want me to be happy and succeed, but it's not like you have to get this grade or else blah, blah, blah. I mm-hmm. put that pressure on myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I get below an A, I get mad. If I get below a B, I get very upset with myself.
I mean, speaking as your seventh grade teacher, I've known both of you since you're 12, and both of you hold yourselves like an extremely high standard.
We need to.
Yeah.
Why do you say that, Jimmy?
Because if you don't hold yourself in a high standard or you don't view yourself in a high standard, you're not going to want to succeed in a high standard.
Yeah, and... My father always says I have internal motivation,
mm-hmm.
which means I can't stop until I get it done right or perfect or close mm-hmm. to perfect,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely the case, which has been great for me because it got me into a great school
mm-hmm.
and that it's letting me pass all these college classes that I have to take while I'm still in high school and letting me get into different positions and class council and NHS and HOSA and stuff like that.
I mean, this is audio, so listening audience can't see that you're both sitting in front of me with your academic sweaters.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that you both just got kind of a superintendent's recognition. Jimmy, what was the recognition?
It's for having a 3.8 or higher for freshman and sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I mean, both of you just floor me because you go to these like really challenging programs, but it is a lot of pressure. Like it's a huge amount of like either internal pressure or, you know, pressure from both of you were telling me earlier from like the school district of college. Mm-hmm. And of course, like none of us is perfect. So what do you do when you hit a roadblock? Because I have found that as a student that when you are the sort of person that pushes yourself really hard, it can be pretty devastating when you do inevitably get like a low grade somewhere because it just happens.
When you say roadblock, what do you mean roadblock?
I mean like if and when you make a low grade, what do you do? What do you do? Well, how do you pep talk yourself? How do you pick yourself up?
I try to help myself up with Starbucks.
Starbucks?
I first of all try and go and find a way to bring that grade up because I hate it when I get below a B because I've learned to accept that I have to take Bs, but I'm not willing to accept that I have to take a C. But Fair enough. Whenever I'm down or something, I watch a stupid Hallmark movie.
Hallmark movies.
Like whenever, because there's a few on Netflix, and just whenever I can't do it anymore, I put on a stupid romantic Hallmark movie.
So this is your self-care.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds pretty reasonable. Well, I appreciate both of you guys for taking the time to talk about college, about high school. You're both champions, but be gentle on yourselves, huh?
Says the people that fall asleep around maybe 2 or 3 in the morning finishing homework.
Yeah.
Trying to catch
this,
up homework.
This is what I'm worried about. This is what I'm worried about.
Black under eyes to show it.
Yeah, no, we got the midnight deadlines and then the 8 a.m. tests. Worst. So I normally go to bed after midnight and then sometimes I wake up at like 4 and finish studying.
I worry about you guys.
But
I'm proud of you, but I worry about you.
High school is different since a lot of people... Since like mm-hmm. adults have yeah. like been in high school, it's different.
Last thoughts. How are they different?
Like teachers didn't care a lot much. Like schools in general didn't care if you went to college. Like the ones that wanted to go to college went to college. But like mm-hmm. now it's like all of you have to go to college. Like that's especially if you're in the first or second quartile, they want you to go to college. You're the future of the country. It's like
and
you need to thrive.
For most jobs nowadays, you have to have a college degree or higher to get a good job.
You know, so. You guys know because you know me for a long time, but like yeah. yes, I desperately want all of you guys to go to college, but I hope that you also find that like it's not just like I know that we're all so desperate for you to go and to succeed and whatever, that it's not just this grind or like preparation for jobs, that you also have an opportunity to like think about your place in the world and like think about ideas and like sort yourself out, you know, because you know you're not always going to have like family teachers over your shoulder.
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate that I actually really love school, attending school.
I like attending school too.
Well, you're both champions. All right, let's say goodbye to the nice people.
Oh well, see you. Bye then.
Bye. Nice talking with you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Welcome.
Bye.